Well, the Prime Minister heads to Queensland today to visit drought-affected farmers, with up to 8 of the Coalition's 21 Queensland seats potentially under threat. It'll be a key battleground at the next election. So it's expected the new PM will spend a lot of time trying to woo voters in the Sunshine State. George Roberts reports.
As the wind blows the dust across the paddocks of Charleville in southwest Queensland, there's not much pasture to speak of. Guy Newell is a grazier not far from here.
In this part of the world, it's been drought declared since April 2013. So, you know, we're at a 6 year of drought now.
Pouring grain into feed troughs, farmers here rely on supplies from other states. Guy Newell's property is near Augathella, 800 kilometres west of Brisbane.
For us, we're looking towards the end of the year and we're starting to wonder now, well, are we going to be able to do that?
Mr Newell is also the Southwest Regional President of AgForce and will be showing the Prime Minister around today.
It's very significant. I was pretty surprised, actually, that in his third day of the new job, he's coming out to get an understanding of what's going on in this part of the world. It's really, I think, heartening for everyone out here that he is wanting to come and understand what we're all going through.
Scott Morrison has announced a new job for the former Nationals leader, Barnaby Joyce.
We have an ability for our members who have served in leadership roles in the past to be drawn on, to engage with Australians on some of these big challenges. And I'm pleased that Barnaby has agreed to take on the role of Special Envoy for Drought Assistance and Recovery.
Political scientist Dr. Stuart Jackson from the University of Sydney isn't surprised the Prime Minister is heading to drought-affected Queensland so soon.
Certainly that's where, if you like, the plotters came from. That's certainly where Peter Dutton came from. And of course, Queensland is heavily drought-affected.
Is this a sort of sign that he needs to win Queensland and therefore needs to focus his energy there?
I think that's true. He certainly needs to hold Queensland and certainly needs to work on at least some of the marginals that exist there. But one should also remember that actually the ALP will be working hard in Queensland as well. Queensland is the new battleground state, particularly as it grows in size and takes on more seats that used to be in New South Wales.
Given Scott Morrison is a pretty patriotic New South Welshman with a love of the Cronulla Sharks, do you think he has what it takes to win over the people of Queensland?
I think he will probably rely on the Queensland Liberal National Party. Certainly, having Peter Dutton retain his portfolio of home affairs is a good start. You can see the list of new ministers includes quite a number of people from the same political milieu as himself, which means he can at least unite the Liberal National Party behind him, at least in Queensland, and that's going to be really important. You don't want sniping and undermining from Queensland.
Dr. Stuart Jackson from the University of Sydney talking to our reporter George Roberts.